This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On the theory that shorter is sometimes better, a quick conversation now with best-selling author James Patterson. We had him on the program a couple of years ago talking about his formula for writing all those bestsellers. Today, something new, and yes, it does have to do with his fictional hero, Alex Cross, just slightly shorter. James Patterson, good to talk to you again.
Nice to be back.
Why are you doing this? What's the motivation here?
Well, this is Bookshots, and they're 125 to 150-page novels. They'll be priced under $5, and they fly like the wind. I mean, they're very fast-paced. And I think it fits a lot of people's lives now. And what I've tried to do with Bookshots is to take all the fat out of commercial novel. So they're just tight, tight, tight. All thriller, no filler.
Says one of the most prolific commercial writers like ever, right? I mean, you've only sold like a gazillion copies of 400-page
books. Now I'm really prolific. Yeah, they're going to be close to 50 of these a year. And in the year since I introduced my publishers to Bookshots, I have 117 that are almost ready to go now.
Give me the elevator pitch. You walked in to Little Brown and said, "Hey, have I got an idea for you?" And of course, they said yes because you're James Patterson. But what was the pitch?
The pitch was, I'm going to do these books that fly like the wind, and there's a real need for them out in the world, and everybody gets it.
But let me poke you in the eye for a minute here, right? Just about that whole,
sure.
You know, life moves too fast, and people don't have enough time, and this is what they want. Aren't you sort of feeding into that whole, oh my God, I got to get this done, instead of encouraging people to take a minute and sit back with a finely crafted 450-page novel that they can use for a little mental breathing space?
No, because you can't force people to do that. What we can do is get them more in the habit of reading. Then what will follow from that, I think, is that they will read more full-length books. But no, I don't think that's going to happen. And if it happens, that's just the way the world is going. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing sacred about 450-page books either.
Talk to me for a second about genre, types of books. I mean, there's a romance novel in this thing, and you're not known for your romance novel writing?
Well, I've written half a dozen love stories, a couple of which I'm very happy with. One of the things, it's very interesting, around the world, you don't hear this. You know, you go to England, you don't get this prejudice, this kind of elitist, mysteries, romance. They accept it as, you know, mysteries are fair game. They think mysteries are important and good and whatever, and they're comfortable with romance. They don't have to, like, establish who they are by saying, romance novels, mystery novels. You know? It's really in this country that you get that kind of insecurity.
The American reading public is insecure?
I don't think it's the reading public. I think it's the critics for more than anything else. I don't think it's a reading public. A little bit with the reading public.
How are you going to know if this project works? Are we going to do a Pew survey in a year and reading is up, 14% or something?
That'll be a piece of it for sure. You know, a lot of it, I mean, look, you put out, like anything you put out there, I mean, hopefully people vote with their money.
James Patterson. The new series is called Bookshots. It's out today. Mr. Patterson, thanks very much for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.